Over the past month, several kayakers have been sucked into what are known as low-head dams on Indiana's waterways. First responders rescued some, but others lost their lives. As WFIU's Lindsay Wright reports, while the dams can look relatively tame, state officials are trying to send a strong message. Don't go near a low-head dam.
If you're a flat water guy, you go to Monroe, go to the backwaters, go to
Yellow. Ron Lewis is the general manager of Rusted Moon Outfitters, an outdoor sporting goods store in Broad Ripple. He's been active in water paddling sports for more than 40 years. So as he helps customers in the store, you can tell he knows what he's doing.
Really, really strongly invite you to consider that 14 is not long. It's still maneuverable.
But Lewis is frustrated, and that frustration stems from low head dams. That rushing water is a low-head dam on the White River in Indianapolis. Low-head dams are man-made structures that were put in place across the state around a century ago and for various reasons, like to power a mill. There are around 150 in Indiana, and some are still being used today to create water supply. Lewis says the structures can be deceiving.
They look so simple. They look so innocent. But the physics are so strong.
Lewis's frustration isn't directed at the dams, though. It's the people coming into contact with them. He says people using the rivers need to be better prepared. The drop-offs on the dams can be rather small, some just about a foot or so. But when a kayaker, swimmer, or fisher gets caught in one, Captain Bill Brown with the Department of Natural Resources says the result can be deadly.
The water will push them down because we're buoyant. We will come off the bottom, we'll come right back up in that backwash, and it's just almost like a washing machine bringing you back a circle. It will trap anything in that. That's the dangers of a low-head dam.
According to the Indiana Department of Homeland Security, at least 28 people have died in Indiana in the last 20 years due to a low-head dam. And Brown says more than a third of deaths are people trying to rescue someone else.
What happens is if you see someone here and you don't understand the boil or the backwash, and you go, oh my goodness, they're stuck, and you think, I'm going to swim out there and get them. You become a victim yourself, caught up in something you can't escape.
Brown says it's a throwing rescue only. You can get what's known as a throw bag at most sporting goods stores. You throw the bag over the victim's shoulder, grasp the rope, all while yelling to the victim. Brown demonstrates at the White River.
Over your shoulder! Lay on your back! Kick, 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 kick! That's what you're doing.
The message to keep your distance from low-head dams is not new. Some have had safety mechanisms installed to decrease the intensity of the churning water. Some have even been broken up and removed, but that's costly. Marty Benson, DNR Assistant Director of Communications, says another option would be to install more warning signs, but that presents its own challenges.
Once you get into the current of a low-head dam, it's too late to turn around. So do you put it way upstream?
Overall, officials agree that those interested in using Indiana's waterways need to be aware of low-head dam dangers through research and education.
Be careful, be smart, have a plan when you go into the water, and if the water is high and dangerous, don't go in it and stay away from a low-head dam at any cost because it could be your last trip.
Nate, can I trouble you for literally 2 minutes, man?
And Lewis couldn't agree more. He says some of the fatal drownings could have been prevented, but he also has another important message for the public.
This isn't something we shouldn't do. This is just one other safety rule. Wear a life jacket, be sober, battle with experience. Come to a place like Rusted Moon or your local paddling shop and take a lesson, ask some questions and learn a little something, man.
Experts say if you plan to paddle down a river, simply look up the route beforehand so you're prepared. For WFIU News, I'm Lindsay Wright.